Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right, here we go. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. And it is a great Saturday afternoon. I'll tell you, if you haven't been outside yet, go immediately. Get up right now and get out there. It is 53 degrees, something like that, 54. It is beautiful out. Get out there and do what you need to do. So, but for the next hour, hopefully maybe I can help you with that. I am Rich Orris, your host of Right at Home with Rich, here to help you out and just see, hopefully give you some good information and see what you have going on. And I got to say today, I know what you're doing. I was fortunate enough to get mine done yesterday, late afternoon, like kind of the last couple hours right before dark, got home at a decent hour and got all the outside Christmas decorations, lights, everything down and brought in and put away. And it's a perfect weekend to get that done. I know you're out there doing that. There's a bunch of you. I saw you in my neighborhood as I was driving out, getting started on it. So, hey, so what you want to do, I'm going to tell you, and this is what I did right before I got done while the sun was still shining. Circle your house. Just walk around your house. Look at your house. I try and preach this all the time. Just take a look at it and see what you see. See if you see anything growing out of the gutters. Is there anything funny looking with your roof, your siding, anything pulling away, anything missing, roof discolored? When you have tabs break off, you'll have like that darker, black color. I had it happen to my house, last fall, and it took quite a while before I noticed it because I just hadn't done a walk around in a little while. And I know it's been cold, and so today is the day when you're taking those lights down. Look at your windows, doors, siding. Just check everything out. Check out the roof. Just walk around. And if you see something, if you find something, give me a call. We can discuss it live on the air, 314-241-9797. Looking to help you out today with whatever you have going on. And we have some great topics for you today. I wanted to go over some the new remodeling trends we feel are going to happen in 2019, the newer things coming around the pipe here for you. And I also have the first ever episode of Rich's Right at Home Hacks. So I'm hoping to bring you some good information, some tips. I'm going to look for doing this every single week, probably right after about midway, right after the 12:30 break, maybe we can get into that. And there's so many tips and tricks and tricks of the trade and how to install and do different things. And I just want to share that knowledge with everybody. So every week for this year, I will be giving out my Right at Home Hacks. So stay tuned here about halfway through the show. We will definitely get into that. And we also have more on your windows and doors. Last weekend, we had, a couple of really good calls about windows and questioning, when to replace Should you do the whole window or just the glass? So, you know, I've got some information to go over the, you know, windows. When should you look for replacing your builder grade windows? What are the things you should look for in you know, finding out, do you need to replace them? Should you do the glass? Should you do the whole window? And we can do the same thing for doors as far as what should you be asking yourself? What should you be thinking about when it comes to selecting new doors for your home? There's some good tips in that also. So I'd love to go over all that with you guys. But for the most part, I would also love to hear from you. And if you have any questions about those windows, the doors, anything you want to, you know, hear about or question about, you know, feel free to give me a call. Or if you've walked around your house and you've found some things, feel free to call in and we can discuss it live on the air right here. 314-241-9797. Or if you're far away, 866-455-9797. And I also wanted to remind everybody to you know, check out our website. I mean, this is where a lot of, you know, we place a lot of this information. So if you are looking for information that we've gone over on the show or that we maybe are talking about going over at another date, we have a lot of this on our website at Mosby. If you go to callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or you can look through my social media too. If you just search Rich Orris, Facebook, Twitter, I post a lot of this stuff that we're going to be talking about and everything, and you know, put some information on there so you can find more on me and some of the information that we've done and some of that. And if you go to 97.1 FM News Talk Radio's website, you can look up the weekend shows and you can get to past episodes and you can listen backwards too. So if you hear something that maybe you're interested in or want to hear and you end up, you know, getting out of your car, going into a store and you miss part of it or something, you can go back and find those episodes. Just go to News Talk FM's website, look me up there on the weekend shows and you can go back and listen to different weekend shows after we've done them later in the week. So you can find us that way also. So we've got a lot for you. We've got a ton going on. I think Eric will probably just get into our first break here and maybe start out and hopefully bring in some calls and start out with some remodeling trends. So feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. All right, here we go. We are back, and I got to tell you, this is my favorite hour of the week. It's kind of an extension of what I do for everybody all week long. And I did want to touch on one other thing before we do some of these remodeling trends, and it's really about, and things happen to me during the week as I'm out and about, and I'm looking at jobs we're performing, and I'm looking at jobs we may perform, and talking to clients. And really, you know, being a good advisor and what I'm trying to do here, you know, to just get good advice out there to make everybody think about what's going to happen and what's really going on and, you know, what should you do or what shouldn't you do. And, you know, being helpful and a good advisor and my personal belief of do the right thing, do the correct thing for people, try and, you know, figure out what they want and what will help them. And then good things will just happen in the future, even if it's not what works for you or why you're there, or if it drives them a different direction, it really doesn't matter in the long run. And so yesterday I was looking at a house, and they want a little room addition and, you know, just nothing real big, but they want to be able to see their beautiful backyard they got done with last year. And, you know, they landscaped well and they want to have a extension of the house where they could see all that. And, you know, as we're talking about everything and kind of got into, you know, my thought started processing towards long term and they started thinking, well, we want to compare this to moving. And, you know, what's a room addition cost? And then what does it cost me to move? And what can I get? You know, and there's a house that has that, you know, type of room addition on it. And so we were kind of talking about it. And I said, well, I said, I got to tell you, honestly, I'm looking at, you know, walking through your house, looking at the whole house in the basement, everything. It's a split level home. And I said, honestly, you know, to add this room on the back, you know, how long are you looking to live in this home? Because you got a lot of steps from the garage, and that might come into play, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now for you. And as it turns out, you know, they were looking at a ranch that kind of had that home. And we talked about how a ranch would be better for a long, long term. But then again, what truthfully came out for them was the fact that they're going to be moving to Chicago in like 7 years or so. So they're kind of like, well, that's, you know, it wasn't a huge, huge concern for them. But literally, you know, guiding them towards, if you're looking to be planted here for, you know, 20, 30 years or more, you might want to consider going to that ranch. It's like I'm talking myself out of building a room addition on their home. But really, what I'm trying to do is, you know, guide them into what they might not yet have thought about. And that is really what a good advisor is, you know, it kind of an exhort things out of you that you don't know you're after or you have in you, or, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, that's the goal in what I'm trying to do out and about all week long, and really what I'm trying to do here, you know, in helping out and answering questions. So with that thought in mind, I say let's go to the phones, and we will grab Alan here and see what do you got going on with us, Alan?
Well, I have color lock siding. It's been on the house since 1993. And one person said he can paint the bottom edge of it and prolong its life. So I'm not sure. Are you with the Mosby Company?
Yes. Yeah, we're Mosby Building Arts, correct.
Okay, and I know you have a hardy board,
mm-hmm.
but it's quite expensive.
Correct.
So what is your advice?
Well, so, you know, here's the thing is, it's kind of funny, but it's going to fall exactly into what I was just talking about a moment ago with that longevity. What are you, you know, looking for out of that home? How long do you plan on staying in that home?
Well, probably about another 5 years.
Okay. So if that is truly the case, and the other thing I try and talk to people about all the time is how, you know, life plays its cards and we all think we have this plan. And then you end up, you know, 5 years turns to 15 and you're like, oh man, you know, it just kind of what happens. But if you're truly thinking about, you know, 5 years, and the goal for the painting would be to, you know, fill those cracks. If it's not swollen too much, and if it's not, you know, because that color lock's laminated and it kind of peels apart. So if it's not too bad and you paint good and or caulk some of those seams to kind of, you know, caulk the bottom of that board to fill some of those cracks and then paint it really well, you can truthfully probably get, you know, 5 years or so out of that product and that, you know, paint job that they're going to do. The thing you really want to watch for is if there's any areas where you can see the nails. I know most of it, you probably don't see any nails through the siding, right? Because they're all behind the siding.
Right.
And that's particularly why yours has probably lasted longer than most, is the color lock was a little bit better because it covered up those nails that hold that siding on. But if there's areas towards the top where they end and you see a bunch of nails, you want to make sure that those nails are filled real good and painted over real good to where they're not driven in too deep and letting, you know, moisture in behind that siding and inside of that siding. And that's why that siding goes bad a little faster, is if you don't paint it all the time and fill all those cracks, or you got those nails driven in too far, the moisture gets inside that board and it just starts kind of delaminated.
So the nails are in the top of the siding?
Yeah, so usually on that color lock siding, the very top row at the very top of the house near the soffitting, you might see boards with nails in it, where you actually physically see the nail through the face of the board, because that's kind of where you end and there might not be a way to cover that nail up. So that's where they want to, you know, really watch and look for, you know, those nails and make sure that they're filled well and moisture is not getting in them. And this truly depends on how bad your siding is. I mean, it take a good inspection to really look at it and see if I truly think it would last 5 years. But if it's not that bad, it really should.
Okay.
All right. Is that helpful for you, Alan?
So are you going to come and inspect my house?
If you would like me to, I think that would be awesome. We have our own painting division at Mosby Building Arts. We do everything, including the siding, the painting. We can perform everything residential to your home. So I can, you know, inspect that siding and really give you a good, you know, answer on this is what I really think, how long it would last and how good or bad, you know, that product that's on your home currently is. And then maybe weigh those options against, you know, painting costs this much and new siding costs this much. And what are you trying to get out of it? And, you know, we can figure it out with you there. Not a problem. If you would like to do that, and we have plenty of consultants that come out and do this the same way that I do. But I would say just give our office a call at 314-909-1800, and they'll get a time set up.
You say 314.
Yep, 909.
I got a 314-909-1800.
1800. Yep.
And I can request a wizard to come out and give me my options. Huh?
Absolutely. We could do a good thorough inspection and we look at it kind of non-biasedly, like I was just talking about a little bit earlier, as far as we do the siding and the painting. So we'll paint your house, we'll side your house, we'll put in windows, we'll do whatever you're looking for. Okay. You know what I mean? So we could look at it and a painting company might say, well, sure, paint's going to make this last longer, and it may, whether it's 1 year or 5 years or 10 years, you know, but being educated on how long we think it will truly last is, you know,
I see.
The best answer to get.
Okay. Well, I'd probably like to have somebody come out and look at this. And
sure, absolutely.
What I should do with it.
Yep. No, that would be great. Give us a call at the office at that number, and we will get that set up for you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Alan. Thank you very much. Very common thing, you know, that happens too out there with that type of siding and that, you know, should you paint it, should you not? Definitely something that's happening all the time. So let's get over to Ron. You got a question about caulking, Ron?
Yeah, this is Ron. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get off the speakerphone.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I have, they're like 12 inches by 12 inch windows, and it's on a covered patio, and they face the sun, almost from sun up to sun down, and there's probably, I don't know, 50 windows.
Oh, wow. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So about 2 years ago, I did a third of them, and I'm noticing that the caulking is cracking already on some of them.
Okay.
And I just use that regular DAP in the caulking gun.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, is there something that I can add to it, some type of oil or resin, to make it last longer?
So I'm really not familiar with anything you could add to caulk to make it last longer.
Okay.
It's really about getting the right caulk for that particular project. So on these windows, if you don't mind me asking a couple questions, is it a single pane glass or is it a double pane like insulated?
It is a single pane glass, and most of it is over 100 years old.
Okay. And is it inside of wood that is painted on the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing that, I don't know, to me it's strange, okay, is the caulking is on the outside, not the inside.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when I was doing it, I was thinking, boy, that's not very safety, is it? Someone could just pull off that car, you know, the caulk and get right in the house. But anyway,
Yeah. Okay. I see. Yeah. Yeah. And in those older systems, that's very true. It's very easy to get through, you know, the single pane glass, the wood frame, you know, on a safety perspective, it's pretty easy to get through. But yeah. From the caulking end, you definitely want it caulked from the outside, because what you don't want is that, you know, the water that hits the glass, you want it to run off the wood and not go between the wood and the glass. So there's a couple ways that you could do this. One would be, you know, much harder for a later paint job, so not many people would do this, but you can caulk it with a silicone caulk, and the silicone is not going to be paintable. That's going to be your trick, is you want to get everything cleaned up, painted, done, ready to go, so that when you caulk that, you know, the silicone's more stretchy and elastic, and it'll you know, last longer as the wood expands and contracts away from the glass. And that's the problem that you probably have, is it's cracking because your wood's shrinking or stretching and moving.
Okay.
So, but if you ever go to repaint, you got to cut that caulk out, get rid of all of it, repaint and re-caulk again, or just look for a more stretchable caulk. They make a caulk called Big Stretch. If you find that, it's paintable, and that's probably what would last really well. Or a urethane caulk would stretch and last very well. But again, that urethane is going to be sticky and nasty, but it's really finding the best caulk that's going to keep that elasticity to it and move around with everything and not get hard and crack.
Okay.
So, does that sound good?
Yeah, Scott, because I was at the point where I was thinking about having wood cut.
Hey, Ron, I got to get into a hard break here, but if you want to hang on through the break.
No, that's okay. Thank you for your help, sir.
No problem. You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, we are back. We are into the second half of my favorite hour here, and I want to remind everybody that, you know, we're here for you. We're here to go over what you have going on around your house. We've had a couple of great calls. I want to remind everybody to, you know, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797, anything you got going on. Maybe you're, you know, looking at doing some outside chores, you know, or you're taking down the Christmas lights right now and you're finding some things, just feel free to give me a call. I'd love to go over it. I know the other thing that everybody's kind of doing, and we kind of talked about it last week, is that New Year's resolution. What kind of resolution have you made for your home and things that you might want to, you know, do around your home, or after hosting, you know, the holidays, New Year's, if you had a New Year's party, you know, had game night or something with everybody, what did you find out about your home? What are you looking to change or do or remodel about that home? We can talk about any of these things. If there's something that you're thinking about, feel free to call in and let me know, 314-241-9797. And, you know, very interesting, you know, stuff going on, but it's definitely with that siding and the painting question and the things, that something that, you know, bridges we cross all the time. Do you go to vinyl instead of, you know, that Hardy or the LP Smart Side? There's so many options out there, and really learning what all those options are and what are the benefits and you know, deterrents also of each one. You know, how long they last, all that stuff, what kind of warranties, when will you need to paint again? You know, if you want to get away from painting, then, you know, the Hardy and stuff, if you're going to be in your home a long time, might not be the best solution, because eventually you probably need to paint that stuff again. It can last a long time, but some people really stay in their homes for a really long time. So just different things to think about, and what we at Mosby will talk to you about if we come out and, you know, look at things like that for you. So I want to remind everybody, if you want to have us come out and look at something, just give us a call at our office, 314-909-1800. You can go to our website, and there's ways you can kind of just message in on the website, and we can get things set up for you. Go to callmosby.com, callmosby.com. And, you know, check us out, try it out, and maybe we can help you through your projects this year. we would absolutely love to be able to do that for you. We would, you know, our goal is to make your home, you know, like it's never been better, like it's never felt so good to you before. And that's what we absolutely love helping people through. So give us a shout today, 314-241-9797, or call us at the office and have us come out and take a look, 314-909-1800. So kind of getting into, while we wait, some of these design trends that we've had here that we believe are coming up in 2019, and the things we see, you know, on the horizon that people are doing more of, you know, there's a good list of them. And, you know, in 2018, I kind of went over the list of what a lot of those popular, you know, trends were, but we're kind of seeing some shifts, you know, as we go into the more open floor plans and not separating and, you know, get rid of the formal dining room. And in 2018, we saw a lot more earthy colors and, you know, greens and browns and things like that for painting and everything. So we've kind of looked forward to 2019 and, you know, sat with our designers and thought, you know, it's the new year, things are coming on. What do we see that have been coming on stronger and stronger that we think will be some of the biggest things in 2019? And, you know, the main first one they came up with is one that I'm seeing a lot of. And I literally had it happen to me last night as I'm, you know, I fried up some hamburgers for me and my son for dinner. And I take the little square frying pan and it doesn't fit in the sink. And I'm like, oh, it's all at an angle and it's all messed up. So I kind of have to set it weird to get it to soak for a little bit and everything. And so one of the main things we're seeing a lot of is large multi-function undermount sinks. And of course, undermount is a big thing. Pretty much everybody's, you know, loves the undermount with the granite countertops and the solid surface countertops, but going to just one big bowl. And I tell you, the reason people are starting to like this more is because of the things that you can get inside of that one large bowl. You know, we had the double bowl, and it was great because, you know, you drain on one side and you got your garbage disposal on the other and you can dry over here and you do, but you know, we started getting to where things didn't fit in half that sink. So then they went to like the 60-40 split or the 70-30 as that bowl started getting bigger on the wash side to get things to fit. And so now what we're looking at is big, large, open one bowl sinks that come with a lot of, you can get a lot of cool things in there. They come in different shapes and sizes, different types of materials, but you can get a whole range of accessories for them, that even cutting boards, so you're right over that garbage disposal. You can get different drying racks and colanders and, you know, trays for your utensils, and they make little things that sit in the bottom to kind of protect the bottom of the sink. So now you can fit those large pots and all that stuff inside of that sink as you wash and go to do it. And if you're really looking, you know, they've got them where they extend out further onto the countertop for your drying rack too. And it's all a part, you know, of that big sink. So getting everything in that sink is something that we are seeing a lot starting to happen, and we think will be a big deal, you know, in the coming year. So lighting is another one, and this is something that, you know, I put one of on my social media, one of the coolest light fixtures we did last year. But, you know, pendant lighting is a big thing, but really what we're talking about is picking more ornate type of lights, something that's really like a statement piece that's, you know, really stands out, not just changing your lighting or making it more up to date or look nicer, but something that, you know, you go, oh, wow, that's so cool. And I got to be honest, the one that I put on my social media, it was in a job that I did about a year ago. And this dining room light, I'm telling you, go there, take a look at it. They've literally had people stop, like as they're walking through the neighborhood or something, neighbors and different people, and knock on their door and ask them if they could see the light and where they got it. I mean, now that, if that's not a statement piece, then I've never heard of one. I don't know what one is. But so getting cool things like that, and amazingly enough, gold in the lighting accessories is really coming around, and people are picking a lot of the gold colors too with those light fixtures lately. So that's another big thing coming around. And then, so another one I just, I put in there too is, so the appliances, changing the color of appliances. So they've got these graphite appliances that they're really cool, and they can do like a dark gray matte finish. And they make it in all of the appliances, the ranges, the dishwashers, refrigerators, even in some of the washers and dryers, you can get these colors. So colors are changing a lot and making, you know, a really big deal now. So your appliances can really be more of a design element rather than just either your appliance or it's all stainless steel because, you know, that's what's in. If you dare to be different, these graphite appliances are really, really cool looking. So another new thing we see coming around that we think is going to be a big thing this year is indoor herb gardens in your kitchen, literally growing cilantro, chives, things like that inside the kitchen. I mean, when you think about green and sustainability and what everybody's kind of trending towards, these indoor gardens are really, you know, going to be a big deal. And it's, you know, talk about clean food. I really, when I was out and about and, you know, joined the gym and was talking with an advisor there about eating, they said the main thing is making what you want at home is so important against eating out because you know what you're putting into it. You know what's going on. So growing your own, then you really know, you know, what you're putting into it. And then so the next one we see a lot of coming up here in 2019 is copper. Copper accents around your house, in the kitchen a lot. We're seeing like hammered copper sinks, copper as your hood vent. When you pair this against a neutral background, it will really stand out. And even against like wood, it can really pop and stand out, and it really makes that, you know, copper look really nice. So we're seeing that in ranges, range hoods, stools, pots and pans hanging with the copper, and in your sinks a lot. And geometric shapes are also, you know, a big thing with the copper that really help make that, you know, stand out. So think about not just what it is, but what's the shape of it. And the one for me that is kind of surprising is the terrazzo flooring. And today's technologies, they're changing, you know, really where and how, you know, you can do that stuff. So, you know, traditionally it was always a floor. And if you don't know what terrazzo is, it's basically cement with like chips in it, marble chips. And they basically, just like you sand and polish cement, well, you sand this down, you polish it, and it makes almost like that granite look or whatever. And you see terrazzo floors that have been around for, you know, 50, 60, 70 years that look absolutely perfect still. And you can rework them and buff them and shine them and everything. So, but we're seeing it more today too in countertops and backsplashes where, you know, concrete countertops, they can do that terrazzo effect, and it really looks last and it really works well. So if you're interested in any of these things, you can find all of this. This was actually our latest blog. So you can find this on our website, callmosby.com, or you can give us a call and, you know, we can come out. If you're interested in thinking about any of this stuff, give us a call. We'll come out and check it out with you and talk about how to do it. 314-909-1800 is our phone to give us a call and get something set up. And so, Eric, I think we'll get into our last break here. And if you've got anything for me, give me a shout, 314-241-9797. All right, this is it. This is the last segment. We are coming to the end here. If you're out and you're doing your Christmas lights, if you've got that resolution, if you've found something you want to take care of while hosting for the holidays, if there's anything around your house you want to question, you want some information on, Now's the time to get in before we're done. 314-241-9797. And don't forget about our gift card giveaway. Every week we have that $25 Stefanina's gift card. Leave a number that we can get back with you at, and we will pick one lucky caller, and we'll call you next week. We'll get your information, and we'll mail you that $25 gift card to Stefanina's Italian Restaurant Pizzeria. And the Steph special, I say this all the time, but I'm telling you, I think it's probably the best pizza in St. Louis. Go there and try the Steph special for sure. I mean, this thing, you get the extra large, it's huge. The box doesn't even fit in your refrigerator. It'll feed a group of people, I'm telling you. So call in, leave your number. We'll get back, pick one lucky winner, and send you a $25 gift card to Steph's Pizzeria. So what I wanted to do here was, with the little confusion we had going on at the mid-break, I almost forgot my Rich's right-at-home hacks that I promised I would get into. And I'm going to be doing this as a weekly thing. So, you know, something different every week. And it's just some sort of, you know, tip or trick or, you know, some sort of trade trick on how to do something. I'm going to come up with something different, so hopefully something interesting every week that I'm really hopeful everybody will start to look forward to this and, you know, wonder what the next one's going to be. And we'll, you know, be posting these things on our website, social media, you know, ways to find and get to this information if you're looking for it later on. Also, so for today, my right-at-home hack is one we've actually been talking about for years and years, and I haven't really talked about it in a long time or had anybody ask about it, and it is the Riddex recipe for keeping your plumbing pipes clean. You know, keeping your drains kind of clear. So, and I want to remind everybody, this is not for clearing clogs, and this is not, you know, this is a preventative maintenance thing. You're still going to want to take your hair out of your traps and, you know, out of that bathroom sink. It's not going to clear that stuff away, and it's definitely not going to clear clogs. But if you take the Riddex, and this is the septic tank cleaner that I'm talking about, and the hidden secret is you do not have to have a septic system for this to help you out. And if you think about it, if it's meant to go into a septic tank and it's a natural, you know, bacterial enzyme that breaks down waste inside of a septic tank, think what that would do around the inside of your pipes where you have hopefully a lot less debris and stuff in there. And if you do this regularly, it will help keep that clean so things keep working and well, and maybe you won't get, you know, backups and need your pipes unclogged and stuff like that. So, but basically, so the system is, the recipe is to take 1 tablespoon of the powdered formula, mix it into a 16-ounce glass of warm water, just mix it up like a glass of tea until you know you don't see it in there anymore, then it's mixed thoroughly, and just dump that down the drain, do it in every bathroom, every kitchen drain. Just dump a cup of that in each of your drains, and you don't really have to wait or let it sit in the P-trap or anything like that. You can go, it's okay if it does, but you can also go back to, you know, a normal use and just start using your sinks and everything, and it will just run through, and it just puts this bacteria in your pipes, and it clings on to the sides, and it grabs on to all that, you know, sticky, messy stuff that gets in there, and it literally just eats it away. So this is a great preventive measure for your home. And our advice would be to do this. If you're just starting out, do it once a month for the first year. And then after that, you can do it like quarterly, like 4 times a year, like maybe every 3 months or something. Just go around and do that. And it will just keep a healthy system for you. And the great thing is it's harmless to your pipes. It's not going to hurt anything. We do recommend the powder, okay? It's going to go down the drain a little slower. It's going to be a little thicker. It's going to stick to things. We think it will perform a little better if you use the powder in the glass. They do make a liquid version. And if you do the liquid version, we say double it up, do 2 tablespoons per 16-ounce glass of warm water, and that'll, you know, help get it to there. But if you use the powder one, you're probably going to get a little better results. And, you know, just a reminder, this is preventive. It's not going to get rid of clogs. It's not going to, you know, break down hair or get rid of any of that stuff. You still got to do all that. But it will just, it kind of feeds inside those pipes and just helps keep them clear. So it's a really, really great thing to do. And kind of coming off of that, the other thing that, you know, kind of relates to using that is to not use muriatic acid. So, you know, we're really against using muriatic acid for that stuff. And I know that that acid won't hurt, you know, the plumbing drain pipes. And I know that plumbers use it inside of like lead pipes, the supply lines to, you know, kind of help clear the debris and stuff out of there. And if you had to do something like that in lieu of changing pipes, you know, that's good and for a professional to do that. But we do disagree with trying to use muriatic acid in there. And, you know, because that is an acid solution and you know, it's just not great on a regular basis. It can be harmful. The odors are just nasty. It can burn you if you get it non-diluted, you know, on you or anything like that. You can get serious burns. The fumes are absolutely horrible from that. So use that Riddex. Use something organic. You know, use something that's not going to have any ill effects to you or your system, like that Riddex, and stay away from that that muriatic acid if you can. That's what we would recommend, you know, in there, and just keeping your plumbing pipes cleaned up for you, and, you know, hopefully preventing things from having issues in the future. So that is my first episode of Rich's Right at Home Hacks. So I hope that was good. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm going to try and bring this every single week to everybody. So I'll have some sort of information, you know, on that. And to kind of stay on course with that, I think we're going to get back into something we were talking about last week when we were, let me find it here on my iPad, because we had the rules for keeping an organized house. And this kind of can go into those hacks too, just things that can help you out. And we talked about some of the rules and things people do in order to stay organized in their house. So we got through a few of them last week. We talked about the 20-minute rule, you know, taking 20 minutes a day to declutter something, picking a room, a drawer, junk drawer, something like that. We talked about following a 1-minute rule, and this is the one I've been trying to do myself just to see, you know, how effective it can be. And, you know, and basically it is, if it can be done in less than a minute, do it immediately. Just go ahead and get through it. So starting a load of laundry before work, that was number 3. It can, you know, just have it ready to go. You get home, you throw it in the dryer, you get it put away, and it seems like you're getting through it in less time because you're just kind of keeping it steady, and getting through a load every day will definitely help you stay on top of, you know, that laundry from piling up too much, and that'll definitely feel good. Number 4, always leaving a room with something in your hand. This was the one I was talking last week about, the wasted motion. Don't waste your motion. I learned this from my stepmother. If it's got to go, look around the room before you go. There's usually always something that needs to be somewhere else or to be put away. Take it with you. Number 5, dealing with your mail every day. Just bring it in, shred it, throw it away, get rid of the junk mail, put what you need, you know, where you need it, at your desk or whatever, and that will definitely help keep you on task. And that's kind of one of those 1-minute things. So number 6 is scan and trash weekly. So just kind of, you know, looking at everything, you know, just things around and about. You've got, you know, if you've got mail coming in where it's like a wedding invitation or an invitation to a party or something like that, put these things in your calendar, scan them in your phone, take a picture, do something, get it where you need it, and then you don't need that around anymore. So there's a lot of scanning apps too, where you can, you know, there's one called Genius Scan where you always have this tool where you can just scan what you need, and then you've got that scanned in and ready to go, and your paperwork's good and gone for you. So, hey, we're out of time. Maybe we'll get to some of the rest of these later. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I'm going to look forward to what comes for all of us and talking to all of you the rest of the year. So stay tuned for Fresella's All Around the Yard.
Get more at 971talk.com.